PBS Radio Network. Details from Richard C. Hotlett.
The General Assembly has just turned back an effort by China and others to expel the government of Lon Nol and to bring Prince Sihanouk's Royal Government of National Unity into the United Nations as the legal representative of Cambodia. The margin was close, 56 in favor, 54 against, with 24 abstentions. The culmination of two long days' debate ending tonight after hours of bitter sparring over procedural points. The resolution now adopted, introduced by a group of nations including the United States, all the Pacific countries, and the neighbors of Cambodia, calls for a peaceful settlement in Cambodia, urges the contending indigenous parties to hold talks, and asks the Secretary General to give them appropriate help. This vote renders moot the competing Chinese resolution to seat Sihanouk in the UN, and China responded furiously. Ambassador Huang Hua denounced the vote as a shame to the United Nations, a maneuver by one superpower, meaning the U.S., and null, void, and meaningless. He said that the Sihanouk faction would not talk with Lon Nol, but would fight on to total victory. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, United Nations.
More after this. Hello there, this is Art Linkletter again. I've been telling you about the great games the Milton Bradley Company makes. Games that help bring families together to enjoy good family fun. Games that have become classics in most every American home. Well, recently, I was introduced to a brand new Milton Bradley game that I'm sure is going to become another family classic. It's called Connect Four. And it's a clever strategy game that plays like a combination of checkers and tic-tac-toe. Each player drops a checker into one of seven slots in a vertical frame and tries to build a row of four of his own checkers, vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. It sure gets exciting as you try to connect four checkers in a row to win. Sounds simple, but wait till your family plays Connect Four. They'll be in for a lot of surprises. Connect Four, the new strategy game of vertical checkers from Milton Bradley. Rated GF. Four. Great fun.
Senator George McGovern says no one, not the President nor the Democratic Congress, has come forward to ask the American people to make the hard choices that are necessary to halt the recession. McGovern says the choices include reduced fuel consumption, a rollback of unreasonable oil prices, vigorous enforcement of antitrust laws in the oil industry, and new production incentives for farmers. In a Thanksgiving statement, McGovern also said the nation's needy are making the greatest sacrifice through reduced food stamp benefits and higher unemployment. McGovern called for the immediate release of $280 million in government-withheld food stamp funds to fight domestic hunger. Officials in Chicago believe they have discovered the most massive welfare fraud ever devised. Alan Bickley of WBBM reports.
If Illinois public welfare officials are right, Linda Taylor has found a vein of gold in the public aid system and some ingenious ways to mine it. They suspect that Mrs. Taylor has used a confusion of false names, addresses, phone numbers, husbands, and children to cheat the welfare system of $150,000 in the last 12 months and possibly twice that much in the last 4 years. And they say that doesn't include food stamps, medical aid, and other non-cash benefits. Mrs. Taylor pleaded innocent to 19 counts at a Wednesday hearing in Chicago. There are 11 counts of theft for receipt of welfare checks under two names, 7 of perjury, and 1 of bigamy. This is Alan Bickley for CBS News, Chicago.
The United States Army is now comprised entirely of volunteers, the first time since 1940. Last month, the remaining 3,000 draftees in the Army were told they could leave by Thanksgiving if they chose. With the exception of some 500 who re-enlisted, the rest have gone home. More after this.
Time Magazine.
What's in it for you this week?
Cover story. Israel besieged. A report on the black and explosive mood of Israel today.
Its sense of diplomatic isolation. Its savage inflation. Its fury at Arafat and the PLO. Its overdependence on the U.S. for arms.
And despite it all, Israel's increasing sense of national solidarity.
Also in Time this week.
The Nation. President Ford on the road. Who promised what to whom in Tokyo, Seoul, and Vladivostok.
Economy and business. AT&T and the Justice Department. The strange story of the biggest antitrust suit in history.
The world. The voters choose Karamanlis, the true dimensions of Greece's first free election since 1964.
Sport. coach Johnny Majors and how he got the University of Pittsburgh back into big-time college football.
Medicine, new clinical evidence on the potential perils of pot.
Environment, how 25 major cities across the nation are converting garbage into gold.
The law, a demonstration that the Freedom of Information Act is alive and well and blasting facts out of Washington bureaucracy.
This is Time This Week.
Each week, throughout the world, more people get their news from Time than from any other single source.
40 senators have urged the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether lack of competition is to blame for skyrocketing sugar prices. Most of the senators also signed a letter asking the Justice Department to investigate for antitrust violations in connection with the sugar price hikes. According to an announcement in Amman, the United States will provide Jordan with 20,000 tons of wheat worth $4 million during 1975. Jordan will have 20 years to pay for the wheat. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for fair skies through Thanksgiving Day, except patchy morning fog or low clouds. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow night and again Friday. Some local frost tonight. The highs near 50 and lows about 32. In downtown Seattle currently, it's 42 degrees, 38 at the airport. The barometer falling, it reads 30.30. In the NBA this evening, Boston over Seattle 104-99. Washington beat Atlanta 114-104. And Kansas City 107, Los Angeles 89. And a rebound shot late in the final period gave Oklahoma City a 4-4 Central Hockey League tie with the Seattle Totems tonight in Oklahoma City. CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next on KIXI. The time is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Trust. To trust someone. What does that mean? I suppose that in simple terms, it means you feel sure that a certain person will not let you down, that you can put complete confidence in him or her. Assuredly, trust ranks among the strongest expressions of the human psyche. Yet it is also the most delicate and vulnerable, as Claudia Hammond found out.
Mary. They're going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
Now, Claudia. Claudia, you've just got to put such terrible thoughts out of your head.
In heaven's name, Mary, how can I? You saw the letter from Todd's mistress. The woman Todd's making love to behind my back. You know what it said.
And I don't believe one word of it. Not one single word. Because your husband loves you, Claudia. You have nothing to fear from him.
Except one thing.
What one thing?
Death.
Our mystery drama, Trapped, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lother and stars Nina Foch. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Some research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. Well, if they're right, then Anheuser-Busch wastes a barrel of time Beechwood aging Budweiser. Only they don't think so. Brewing beer right does make a difference. And they're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Bud. When it comes to brewing Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch choice is to go all the way because they still care about quality. Look at it this way. If the Bud people have a choice between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, well, you'd better believe they'll go with you beer drinkers every time. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Quiet! Halt!
Cigarette?
No need for that. I'm ready.
Blindfold?
Dash it, man. Let's get it over with.
As you wish.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
Henry, wake up! You're dreaming again. Your tax audit?
Yeah, today's the day.
But you got all your records together.
Yes, I do. Well, aren't you coming?
You don't need me. You're ready.
Can I help you, sir?
Well,
are we all here for an audit? Won't you have a seat?
Thank you.
Well, now, let's see.
If you have good records of your income and receipts for your deductions, an audit of your federal income tax return can be easier than you think.
How did it go, Henry?
No problem. Nothing I couldn't handle.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
This thing, trust, it's as strong as tempered steel, yet as delicate as, a piece of porcelain. Strong because it grows slowly, deeply, in the compost of unselfish deed. Example, you would not trust me on brief acquaintance, but if I did several unselfish things for you, you would say, I trust E.G., because my welfare means more to him than his own. Yet, should I do one selfish thing, for whatever reason, and your trust, your confidence in me would crack, perhaps even shatter.
No, Claudia. When you want to sit up in bed, you let me adjust the pillows. That's what I'm here for.
Dear heaven, Mary, can't I exert myself at all?
Not if you want to recover from your heart condition. Bed rest. That's what Dr. Stein ordered, and that is what I am paid to see you get.
Money can never repay you for all your care.
Oh, now I'm rewarded in other ways, in watching you get better.
Better?
You are getting better. Oh, it's slow, but you mustn't despair.
Mailman!
Todd, darling!
In person. How's the most beautiful wife in the world doing today?
She's very well, Mr. Hammond.
Oh, looks it, too. Rosy cheeks, bright blue eyes, shining gold hair. Give your actor husband a kiss.
Speaking of my actor husband, shouldn't you be at the theater?
Oh, I'll make it. Jerry kept me on the phone talking over the new film contract, and I wanted to sort the mail before taking off. Here's your batch.
Thank you, darling.
One more kiss. And I'm off. Take good care of her, Mary.
You know I will, Mr. Hammond.
Well, now. Let's see what your handsome mailman has brought today.
Now, let me open some, Mary.
All right, you can open these while I... Well, well, what's this?
What?
It's a letter addressed to Mr. Hammond. He must have overlooked it when he sorted the mail.
Huh?
Shell pink envelope. Perfumed. Woman's handwriting.
This is not a mash note. Todd gets them by the gross. Open it, Mary. Let's see what it says.
Oh, should we?
Of course. Todd shows me all this fan mail. Oh, well, you know, proposals of marriage and offers of love and, oh, I don't know what all. What's the matter?
A matter?
The way you look when you open that letter. Mary, what is it? Now, let me see that letter.
No, Claudia, I'll just give it to Mr. Hammond when...
Mary, please, let me have that letter.
All right.
What? What? Mary, did you read this?
Well, I glanced at it enough to...
Todd, dearest, of course I love you as deeply, passionately, as you love me. And you're right. Claudia does stand between us. So, dearest heart, I've changed my mind. I will go along with your plan to put her out of the way. Signed, Margot.
Margot, whoever she is, could use the services of a psychiatrist.
You think this is just one of those crank letters?
Oh, what else could it be? Claudia, you don't think it's anything but that?
If it is, he'd have good reason.
What are you talking about?
I'm not a wife anymore. I'm a burden.
Now, I will listen to no more of that. That husband of yours doesn't just love you. He adores you.
Or acts as if he does.
All right. All right. Have it your way. Now, it's time for you to take your tonic and have a nap.
I don't want any tonic.
You've got to have it. It's the one thing that really builds up your strength.
Strength? For what? To go on living?
Of course. Oh, Claudia, honey, what makes
you... If Todd doesn't love me anymore, I'd just as soon be dead.
Todd? That you?
Sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean to wake you. Just to look in on you.
Turn on a light.
No. Go back to sleep.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
2:30? Where have you been till this hour?
With Jerry, talking film production this time. I'll be glad when he gets that picture deal straightened out. But come on now, back to sleep.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, down, girl, down.
Oh, Todd, I love you so much.
Oh, no more than I love you, sweetheart. But you know what Dr. Stein said about...
I don't care what he said. Oh, Todd, I want you. I want to be a wife to you. The wife I used to be.
You are a wife to me. The dearest, most adorable wife any man could have.
I'm an invalid. A millstone round your neck.
If that's the case, you're the prettiest millstone I've ever had around my neck. Good night now. Sleep well.
Todd?
Yes?
Who is Margot?
Margot who?
Just Margot. Who is she?
I don't know. I mean, why do you ask?
Nothing.
You must have a reason.
No. It's nothing. Good night.
Good night, dear.
A friend. No name. It's just signed... A friend.
Oh, now this is getting to be... May I see that letter, Claudia? Thank you. Dear Claudia Hammond, you don't know me, we've never met, but I happen to know that your husband and a woman named Margot, he has been seeing for months now, plan to kill you. Oh, really?
Now, read the rest of it.
Guard yourself. Be careful what you eat. Above all... Don't take any of the tonic your doctor prescribed unless you trust the person who gives it to you. Signed, a friend.
Mary, I'm scared.
You have nothing to worry about as long as I'm here. I feed you. I give you your tonic, and I take care of you. So what do you have to fear?
What about your day off?
Well, Mrs. Gates comes in then, and you can certainly trust her.
Oh, I don't know.
All right then. I won't take any days off.
But you can't.
Of course I can. At least until this whole silly, stupid thing is cleared up. And believe me, Claudia, that is what it is. It's silly and stupid.
I wish I could believe you.
Claudia, please.
I want Mary back. Get Mary back, Todd.
Dearest, I told you it's impossible.
I don't believe it. I don't.
Now stop that. Stop it.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. But you can't go on letting your emotions run away with you. It'll kill you.
It could.
You know it could. Now calm down and listen. Mary came to me this morning and said she had the offer of another job, nurse companion to an elderly and wealthy woman. I asked her what salary she'd be paid, hoping that I might meet it. But I couldn't. Oh. It's three times what we're paying her. And I can't...
I don't care. I want Mary.
Honey, I'm sorry, but you just can't have Mary.
Tell her I want to see her. I'll talk to her. I'll persuade her.
You can't talk to her. She's gone.
Gone?
She left an hour ago.
Left? Without saying goodbye?
She said to tell you she couldn't bear to face you.
Oh, I can't believe this. I simply can't.
Look, the world hasn't caved in. Mary was good. But there are other practical nurses. In fact, I'm going to run over to the agency right now to interview several.
Leaving me alone?
You're safe enough for an hour or so. You've been left alone before.
Never as alone as I am now.
What?
Nothing.
I won't be more than an hour, I promise.
What are you doing?
Giving you your tonic before I go.
No!
Sweetheart, you've got to take
it. No! I said no!
Okay, okay. Won't hurt you to skip it for once. It isn't exactly a matter of life and death.
Isn't it? Who's there? Who's there, I say?
Don't be scared, Claudia. It's only me.
Oh, Mary.
I saw Mr. Hammond leave and took the chance. He forgot to ask me for my key.
But, Mary, why have you come back? Todd said you didn't want to see me. Didn't want to say goodbye because it would upset me.
Oh, now, why would I say anything like that? How could I possibly upset you more than he did by firing me?
He fired you?
Well, yes. Why do you think I left? Claudia, what did he tell you?
Well, that you had a better offer with some wealthy woman or other and that he couldn't afford to keep you as my nurse.
I see.
Mary, what is this?
Oh, honey, there was no offer of another job. He fired me. He told me to pack my things and get out and never come back.
Then he's getting ready to...
Shh, now, it looks that way. But I'm going to call the police.
The police?
There's no other way. With me out of the house, you need protection.
But what can the police do? There's no proof Todd means to kill me.
There are the letters. You still have them, don't you?
Yes. But do you think they're enough, those letters, to convince the police? Won't they think what you thought at first? Crank letters?
Very likely, but they're all we have. Now, you keep them until I need them. And I'd better leave. He could come back any minute.
Oh, here.
I wrote it out for you. It's my telephone number. And you call me. You just call me anytime you need me.
Oh, Mary, I can't let you go.
I know, honey. I don't want to go. But we have no choice. But don't you worry. You are going to come out of this. Believe me.
Question is, will I come out of it alive?
Hi, darling. Here I am, bag and baggage.
Come in, sweetie. I'll show you your room. Mary's former room.
You got rid of her, I take it.
Fired her this morning.
Good.
But I told Claudia she'd left for another job, one that paid better. So careful you don't give the show away.
You don't have to worry about me, darling.
No, but just be careful what you do or say. The last thing we want is Claudia getting suspicious.
Leave it to me.
Well, this will be your room.
Nice.
And now, I'll introduce you to Claudia. Did you decide on a name?
How does Catherine Brent suit you?
Not bad. Okay. Let's put this show on the road. Catherine?
Trust, as I said, is both strong and delicate. I might also have said that it can be misplaced. As it virtually goes without saying, Claudia misplaced hers. It's a mistake to misplace one's trust. A serious, indeed a dangerous mistake. For Claudia, it may be the last mistake she'll ever make. I'll return shortly with Act Two.
If you take a look at the 1975 cars, you'll notice a European influence. And there are some new American cars that rival the Europeans. One being Buick's new Skylark SR, with its touring car interior and spirited little V6 engine. But don't think of the Skylark SR as a European tourer. We're proud of the fact that it's a Buick. You will be too.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
This is Bob Considine for the National Leukemia Association. Please remember this name, Project Research. In addition to our other services, our special effort named Project Research has been established to help deliver a knockout punch against leukemia. Send your tax-deductible donation today to Project Research, care of the National Leukemia Association, Box 3003, Garden City, New York. This is Bob Considine saying thanks to you for Project Research. You know, we're committed to conquering leukemia.
May I help you, sir?
One hair shirt, please. One bed of nails. And that cat of nine tails for self-flagellation.
What's your rush? Why try for sainthood in 1 week?
It's not that. It's just that my old hair shirt is at the cleaners. My bed is getting dull, and my whip has been going soft on me.
You punish yourself a great deal?
I get what's coming to me.
But isn't it a bit overmuch?
Well, I deserve more than I ever get.
One cat of nine tails coming up. And do you want a bed of nails with or without the saw?
Cancel your appointments for self-punishment. Break the whip. You've no right to treat one of God's creatures, you, in that way. He forgives you. Forgive yourself. A nudge toward self-respect from the Mennonite churches.
Our theme is trust. Abiding faith of one person in the honesty of another. Yet who of us has not at one time or another been duped by a person in whom we reposed complete confidence? Or did we dupe ourselves? Did our very faith in another place too much of a burden on him or her? In sum, did we have the right to impose our trust on another?
Claudia, this is Catherine Brent, your new nurse. She's replacing Mary.
Hello, Mrs. Hammond. I'm delighted to meet you.
Well, aren't you going to say hello to Catherine?
Hello, Catherine.
I'll leave the two of you to get acquainted. Got to get to the theater. We're rehearsing a new second lead for tonight's performance. Goodbye, sweetheart. Take good care of her, Mark. Catherine.
Trust me, Mr. Hammond. I mean to take very good care of her. Well, now, Mrs. Hammond, what can I do for you?
You can leave me alone.
Very well. But there are some things I must do. See that you take your meals, your tonic. Oh, by the way, where is it? Your tonic. Oh, never mind, I see. This bottle here. And it's just about time for you to have it.
I don't want it.
Oh, tastes bad. Well, does it?
No.
Then why don't you want it?
Don't you know?
I'm not a mind reader, Mrs. Hammond.
Neither am I. But I can read yours.
In that case, you must know that I intend to give you your tonic whether you want it or not.
You can't force me to take it.
True.
Well, then?
I said I intended to give it to you whether you wanted it or not. I didn't say that I'd succeed.
Clever, aren't you?
Matter of fact, I am. Yes.
I'm impressed. Does it help you, your cleverness, to steal other women's husbands?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me, Catherine.
Well, it must taste bad. That's it, isn't it? Won't answer? Well, find out for myself. Well, it doesn't taste bad. Tastes rather like a nice red wine. You sure you won't change your mind?
You drank some.
Oh, I hope you don't mind. Just a small glassful.
Oh.
Here now, won't you? That's it. That's better.
What?
Well, looks like I succeeded, after all.
You are clever. Very clever.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. Thank you very much. Good night. Well, you heard what he said, Claudia.
Yes.
If you continue to refuse to eat, to drink, to take the tonic, you'll find yourself in such a weakened state that I don't know what'll happen to you.
I'll die. That's what you want, isn't it? Well, don't just stare at me. It is what you want.
Sweetheart, Dr. Stein said Well, he said if you don't keep your strength up, you'd begin to think all kinds of crazy things, you know, delusions like that. And, well, damn it, sweetheart, I'm beginning to think you are.
It's no delusion. You do want me to die, to put me out of the way.
Claudia.
And I don't blame you. How could I? I mean, look at me. An invalid, so weak I can't even leave this bed. A useless woman. A useless wife.
Oh, Claudia.
You think I don't know how it must be for you? You're a man. Not just any man, but a Broadway star who could have any woman he wanted. And all you've got is me.
All I want is you.
Don't lie to me. Oh, please, don't do that. I couldn't bear that. You remember our promise to each other?
A promise?
You don't remember. And it isn't so long ago. We were so in love then. So in love. We promised we would trust each other. We sat in that little garden by the side of St. Bartholomew's Church on Park Avenue.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember the promise now.
Have you kept it? Have you?
Claudia, you're weak. You're worn out.
Have you?
What are you doing to me? To yourself?
Have you?
Claudia. Claudia!
Bob, what is it? What's that?
Another heart seizure, I think.
Phone Dr. Stein.
He's not back in his office yet.
Phone, anyhow. Get it on record that you phoned.
Yes, yes.
Yes?
You decent? Can I come in?
Decent? You have got to be kidding, darling.
Stein just left.
And?
She'll be all right for a time. But he made it plain if she goes on refusing to eat, to take the tonic, it's curtains for her.
So?
What do you mean, so?
Just what I say. So. I'm sorry, Todd.
If she hadn't been ill all these months, if I hadn't had needs, a man's needs,
you'd have had no need for me. Is that what you're saying?
I guess maybe it is.
I thought I was something more than the fulfillment of your needs. I thought... Ah, never mind. If you want out, you say so. You say so now.
It isn't as simple as that.
It is to me. You're putting me through a hell of a time. The deal isn't worth it.
Huh?
Todd, I'm still willing to go through with this. But I'd just as soon get out right now. What do you want me to do?
We'll go ahead with things. Claudia, dearest, it's a simple, clear broad.
Oh.
You're wasting away.
Well, if you're so worried, let me go to a hospital.
Why in heaven's name a hospital?
You know why.
Claudia, I don't. Why a hospital? What difference would that make?
At least I could eat without fear of...
Fear of what? Hello. Oh, yes, Dr. Stein. No, she's still refusing. Oh, I don't know. Doctor, she wants to go back to the hospital. Well, that's the way I see it, too, but... Yes. All right, doctor. And thanks very much for calling.
What did he say? Can I go back to the hospital?
No.
No?
He doesn't see what good that would do. He said it's simply a matter of your taking food, the tonic, to build up your strength. And if you refuse to do that here...
You're lying.
Claudia...
He said no such thing. You want to keep me here. You and Margot.
Margot?
Oh, don't act as if you didn't know.
But I don't.
Hope I'm not interrupting. I just came to see if Claudia's taken her broth.
No.
Oh, now, look, Claudia, I am knocking myself out trying to take care of you, and that includes cooking. And, sweetie, if you're not going to eat, I'd just as soon not cook.
Don't, then. Don't cook. What does it matter how you kill me? By poison or starvation, just so you do it?
Kill you?
Claudia, what in heaven's name are you saying?
You know what I'm saying. The two of you.
Oh, Claudia, I said this before, but I'm saying it again. You're imagining things.
Am I? I'll show you. I've got them here on my pillow.
Oh, Claudia, don't exert yourself. Whatever it is, I'll get it for you.
Get away from me.
Darling.
I'll get it. Here. I'm imagining things, am I? Is this letter a dream? And this?
Let me see.
No, you don't get your hands on them. They're the only evidence I've got of what you're up to.
Evidence?
It's all here in this letter you sent Todd. But he never got because it was mixed up in my mail. I'm sure you'll remember it. Todd, dearest, of course I love you as deeply, passionately as you love me. And you're right. Claudia does stand between us. So, dearest heart, I've changed my mind. I will go along with your plan to put her out of the way. Signed, Margot. Well, what do you have to say now, Margot?
You think that I am the woman who wrote that letter? That I am Margot?
That's incredible. I had no idea, none whatever, that this was why you were refusing to eat a drink. Oh, Claudia, sweetheart, darling, whatever you've been thinking is wrong. You're wrong. You're all wrong.
You're certainly wrong about me. My name is not Margot.
It isn't Catherine either. Well, is it?
Well, of course it is.
No.
Todd.
No. It isn't. Catherine isn't her name, Claudia. It's Margaret. Margaret Sutton.
Margaret Sutton? Oh, you must think I was born yesterday.
Claudia, believe me.
I saw Margaret Sutton on the stage often enough. She was slim and dark, and this woman is... She's...
All right, say it, darling. A fat peroxide blonde. I'm afraid I've got a bigger appetite than you.
If this woman is Margaret Sutton, why did you say her name was Catherine Brent?
I thought it would be best not to remind you of the past. You were so jealous in the early years of our marriage. I never dared even mention Margaret's name.
What is she doing here? Why did you replace Mary with her?
I needed someone I could trust to take care of you.
Well, if you needed someone you could trust, why did you fire Mary?
I told you. Mary had the offer of a better
job. That's a lie. Mary told me you fired her. You did, didn't you?
Well, since it's all coming out, I guess you'll have to know.
You fired her?
Yes.
Why?
Claudia, I don't want to hurt you. I know how fond you were of Mary.
And always will be. She was the most devoted, dedicated person I've ever known.
No, Claudia. It was all an act. The simple truth is that Mary was in love with me.
In love? With you?
Almost from the first day she entered this house, she started doing everything she could do to... Well, get me to fall in love with her.
If you expect me to believe...
I don't expect you to believe it. But what I'm telling you now is the truth. Things went from bad to worse over the months. She got more and more difficult to handle, and finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I fired her. Claudia... That is the truth.
Go away and leave me alone.
Claudia, look at me. I swear I'm telling you the truth this time.
Leave me alone, please. Please leave me alone.
Better do what she wants, Todd. Or she could die right now. Come on. I've got to hand it to you, Todd. I always knew you were a good actor. But not that good.
I told her the truth.
But not all of the truth. By no means the whole truth.
What is the whole truth? What game are these two playing with Claudia as the pawn? Todd has lied to Claudia again and again. What lie or half-truth as he told her this time? I'll return shortly with Act Three.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your loves. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then, ask yourself the contact question. six or three or one. You'd need six cold tablets, two every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, one every 4 hours, or just one contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type pills.
Here's your Cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact. Only as directed.
Here's a medical puzzle. A person has a deadly disease, yet leads a normal life. How is it possible? The answer is chemotherapy. Through this treatment, thousands of cancer victims regain active, productive lives despite their cancer. Many of these people can continue in their jobs for years, while the anti-cancer drugs, which we call chemotherapy, control their disease. But many types of cancer remain difficult to control. Through research, the Chemotherapy Foundation is stimulating the development of new drugs. More types of cancers will someday be controlled. The question is not if, but when. You can help by contributing to the Chemotherapy, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. That's the Chemotherapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
The very foundation stone of trust is truth. Accordingly, since Todd Hammond has lied to his wife, Claudia, repeatedly, she can scarcely be expected to trust him. So far as I'm concerned, she'd be a fool if she did. Apparently, she feels as I do. For as we rejoin her now, a helpless invalid, trapped in her bedroom, we find her telephoning the police.
Detective Bureau, Detective Jackson.
This is Claudia Hammond.
Claudia?
Hammond. H-A-M-M-O-N-D.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
My husband and a woman. A woman he's in love with are trying to kill me. I need your help. Please, I need help.
Certainly, ma'am. We'll give you all the help we can. Who is your husband?
Todd Hammond. Todd Hammond, the actor?
Yeah, sure. You say he's trying to kill you? Him and this woman?
Yes, yes.
And what's her name?
She's trying to palm herself off as an actress named Margaret Sutton, but I know better. Her real name is Margot.
Margot who?
I don't know. I'm an invalid, helpless and bedridden. And he wants to get rid of me.
How's he trying to do this? What's he doing?
He's poisoning my food, everything I drink.
Are you on any kind of pills like that?
You think I'm high on pills? That I'm imagining things?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that. Oh. Maybe just a little excited, a little hysterical?
I'm not uptight. I'm not hysterical. I'm telling you the truth. They're trying to kill me. Hello?
What's your address, ma'am?
1219 Park.
Apartment house?
Yes.
Apartment number?
Penthouse B.
Okay, we'll check this out. In fact, I'll check it out personally.
What do you mean you'll check it out? Oh, this doesn't get check out. They're trying to kill me, Todd and Margot. Only she doesn't call herself Margaret. She calls herself Margaret Sutton. And I can prove it. I tell you, I can prove it. I've got the letters to prove it.
Letters?
A letter from her to him saying she was willing to help him kill me. And another letter from a friend warning me against them.
What friend? What's your friend's name?
You don't believe me.
I didn't say I don't believe you.
I shouldn't have called. I should have known I'd only be wasting my time. I should have known you wouldn't believe me. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Mary. Mary, of course. Why didn't I think of her before this?
Hello?
Mary. Mary. This is Claudia.
Oh, Claudia, I've been so worried about you, but I didn't dare phone you.
Yes, yes. Listen to me. It's happening. What the two of them planned, Todd and Margot. That she replaced you.
What?
And he pretended she was a nurse from the agency. He lied. even gave her a different name. Called her Catherine Brandon then. But you won't believe this. You really won't believe it. She tried to palm her off as an old flame of his, Margaret Sutton, who was slim and dark. And this woman, this Margot, she's fat and...
Claudia.
Yes?
Now, you must control yourself, dear.
Yes.
Because of your heart. You're putting a terrible strain on your heart.
Yes, yes. I'll quiet down.
That's my girl.
Mary!
Now, hush, hush. Just listen to me. They're not going to harm you, because I'm not going to let them.
The police?
Yes, I went to the police, as I said I would, but I could see that they didn't take me seriously.
No, me neither. I was just talking to them.
What is it? Is there something wrong?
If you can't send the books over today, then send them when you can. Goodbye.
Bookstore?
Yes.
You ordered some books. I'll be happy to go and get them for you if they can't send them over today.
Do you dare let me out of your sight?
Just to go around the corner? 10 minutes at most. Which is why I don't understand how they can't deliver today. Who were you talking to, Claudia?
That's none of your business.
Suit yourself.
Oh.
That'll be Dr. Stein, I guess.
Dr. Stein?
He's going to give you your vitamin injections. Oh, and, darling, don't waste your time telling him Todd and I are killing you. He thinks you're off your rocker as it is.
Supposed to monitor all her calls, but you let her phone the police.
I'm sorry, Todd, but even you will have to agree I have only 2 hands, 2 eyes, and 2 ears. I can't be everywhere and do everything at once.
A detective coming to see me backstage.
I'm sorry.
I guess it's not that important. What's important is not to let her get in touch with Mary, or Mary with her.
What happened with the detective?
He didn't believe her, of course. Just checking up was all. But she did manage to get past you, and that worries me. Mary could start an awful lot of trouble. And that's the last thing in the world I need right now.
Take the phone out of her bedroom.
No. We don't have to go that far. There's an easier way. Just take this extension off the hook.
You're kidding.
No, it was a gimmick used in a play I was in years ago. That way she can't call out and nobody can phone in. But watch her. Watch her like a hawk. One slip up and it could mean the end. Believe me, the end.
Mary's number now. Where is it? Here. Yes. Funny. Something's wrong. No. They've taken the phone off the extension. It's like in that play he was in. I can't phone out and nobody can phone in. Oh, God. God, help me, please. I don't want to die. Please. Oh, please. I want to live. Could I possibly... 10:35. He won't be back from the theater till after 11. And she's... I'll take my chances. If I can only get out of bed. Walk. Crawl if I have to. Everything's swimming. Dizzy. I mustn't faint. Mustn't. Weak. So weak. Life depends. Your life. Now. One step. Open the door. Quietly. The living room. The phone. The phone was... Yes, on that glass table. That's it. They took the phone off the hook. Reach. Over the place. One more step. Only one. Oh.
No. Oh, just put my phone back. Hang on. Put this one back on the hook and then get back to my...
You can't help her. Sitting here by her bedside all night, it does no good. You've got a matinee. I'll sit with her.
You're dead on your feet, too. Dead. What a word to use now.
She isn't dead, and she may not die.
No. She lost so much blood. Wrists cut when she crashed through that table. So much blood they didn't dare move her to a hospital. And now look at her. White as a sheet.
Go and get some sleep, Todd. I'll stay with her. And Todd...
Yes?
Forget the deal.
I don't get you.
I agreed to play nurse because you needed somebody you could trust. You know something, darling? You trusted the wrong woman. You wanted me to protect her against Mary. And I said, okay. In exchange for that character lead in your new film... But you know what I was really after, Todd?
Oh, no. Not you. Not after all these years.
Afraid so. I'm a woman. I love you. Enough not to envy you your happiness with her.
I love you, too. But I love her a hell of a lot more.
Sleep. He in his room and her in that chair. I still have my key.
Oh, Mary, Mary, you came at last.
Shh, shh, now quiet, dear. I'm going to take you down in the service elevator. I jammed the door and then into my car and home to my place where you'll be safe, honey, really safe. Now, can you walk?
I can't even get up,
dear. And I can't carry you. Honey, you've got to find the strength to walk. The tonic. I'll give you a glass of the tonic. That always gave you quick strength.
No, it's poison.
Oh, no. They wouldn't have dared to do that. If they succeeded in poisoning you, the coroner would have impounded the bottle. No, they'd have poisoned the glass, not the bottle. Here, now you drink this right down.
Yes.
No!
No! Awake! You're awake!
You bet I'm awake. And waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to give yourself away so Mr. Hammond and I could turn you over to the police with the evidence to convict you.
Evidence to convict me? You're crazy. She's crazy. This woman's crazy.
Claudia, Todd told you the truth about Mary being insanely in love with him.
What?
Propositioning him, the whole scene. Todd put up with her insane nonsense till she said something one day that made him realize she intended, one way or another, to kill you.
Oh,
you're lying. That isn't true. It can't be true.
Not of Mary. It's all too true of Mary. And I can prove it. I can prove it by what Mary just told you.
What? What did Mary just tell me?
That if Todd and I wanted to kill you, we'd not have risked poisoning the bottle of tonic. Only the glass.
What?
Well, I never poisoned the bottle. And so I'll drink it straight off. There.
You drank... the whole bottle.
It's quite delicious. And healthy.
So you drank it. What does that prove?
It proves that what you poured into the glass, Mary, could not have been poisoned unless you slipped the poison into the glass, which you did.
No, I did not.
In that case, Mary, drink the glass. Well, go on, Mary. Drink it.
Mary.
I hate you. I have always hated you, you sniveling little invalid. A man like him needing a woman. Needing a wife, the kind of wife that I could have been. That's why I wrote those letters. to prepare you for the death that you had coming to you, and to play it smart. Yes, smart. Because if anything had gone wrong, he would have been blamed for your murder, not me.
You're crazy.
I am not crazy.
She's stupid, too.
Todd! Stupid? I was stupid?
That letter from a friend. Only four people knew Claudia took that tonic. Claudia, Dr. Stein, me, and you. Marge, call the police, will you?
Trust. Truth. Trust, it would seem, can be many things, or at least a thing of infinite variety. As for truth, well, the evidence seems clear that one man's truth is another man's lie. The answer to this complexity? Surely the answer lies in the complexity of you, of me, of all mankind. Where else? I'll be back shortly.
When you buy a mid-sized car, you expect certain things from it. Mainly, a reasonable combination of comfort and economy. Well, friend, Buick has a mid-size to meet your expectations. The 1975 Century Regal. It's a joy to look at, a joy to ride in, and Buick's new V6 engine makes it a joy to drive, especially past gas stations.
Buick Century Regal, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
This is Lloyd Nolan. My son Jay was physically perfect. I guess he was about 2 years old before we realized that anything was wrong. At first, we thought he was deaf. That's what the parents of most autistic children think. At that time, I don't think we knew any parents of an autistic child. It would have been a great blessing to us to have had a National Society for Autistic Children. Support the National Society, Box 8646, Albany, New York, 12208.
I'm sure you'll want to know that Claudia is now fully recovered from her illness and that she and Todd are very happy together. As for Margaret Sutton, would you believe that the role she played in Todd's film revived her acting career? Well, it did. Our cast included Nina Foch, Charles Aidman, Leslie Woods, Joan Tompkins, and Joe DeSantis. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
And somehow, in a manner yet to be determined, Mr. George Rivers was killed.
Arrest me, Lieutenant.
Arrest you? Why?
I am guilty.
Of what?
Murder.
Murder?
Yes. I killed George Rivers.
Mr. Paradine, at this point, I must advise you of your rights under the law.
Lieutenant, I committed the deed. I shall pay the price.
How did you murder George Rivers?
In drama as in life, there is the inevitable, and so my artistry, my creativity, could produce only the inevitable result, the death of Hamilton.
And my concern is the death of George Rivers.
I know. But at that time, and in that place, they were one and the same.
How did you murder George Rivers?
I told you.
What did you tell me?
He died as a testimony to the truth.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. And the weather outlook, fair through tomorrow except for patchy morning fog or low cloudiness. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow night and again on Friday. The highs near 50, lows tonight near 32 with some local frost. In downtown Seattle, currently it's 42 degrees. The barometer falling, it reads 30.30. It's 38 at the airport. At KIXI, the time is 11 p.m.
CBS News. The United Nations General Assembly has defeated a move to throw the government of Cambodia out of the UN. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. By a vote of 56 to 54, the General Assembly approved a resolution which allows the Lon Nol government to represent Cambodia at the UN. The Assembly defeated a move by China and others to recognize the government in exile of Prince Sihanouk. The resolution approved calls on both sides involved in the conflict in Cambodia to try to settle their differences by negotiation. Chinese Ambassador Wang Hua denounced the decision as shame for the UN, and he said Washington masterminded the outcome of the debate. More news in a moment.
The French call it an apéritif. In America, it's the appetizer you drink. Either way, Dubonnet goes before.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet. To drink before a meal by day or night. It helps to whet your appetite. Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. And whether you call it an apéritif or an appetizer, the proper time to drink it is before. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It's the wine you drink to whet your appetite. Dubonnet Before, made to make what comes after that much better.
Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
The Commerce Department reported on Wednesday that its index of leading economic indicators dropped 1.3% in October, reflecting what the department termed the continuing weakness of the economy. The department also said it appears that economic decline will continue until the early months of next year. More layoffs in the auto industry were announced Wednesday. General Motors says it will furlough another 70,000 workers in December, 40,000 indefinitely. The Ford Motor Company announced layoffs for nearly 8,000 more of its employees. In Detroit, Ford spokesman Bill Baker had this comment on the gravity of the situation.
It is a little premature to say that the effects of the lack of consumer confidence and the lower automotive sales is a permanent change, or will be a permanent change in the automotive industry. Certainly, we haven't seen the likes of this situation in many, many years. And when you consider the fact that one job out of every six in this country is directly or indirectly related to the fates and fortunes of the automotive industry, then it isn't too hard to see that we must start selling automobiles.
As of mid-November, the auto industry had an 80-day supply of unsold new cars on hand. Two bombs went off Wednesday night in the Chelsea section of London, injuring eight persons. Bob Dyke reports from London.
The Chelsea bombings raised the total number of explosions in London this week to five. No one has accepted responsibility for the London bombings, but the chief of Scotland Yard's bomb squad has said that they follow what he called the classic pattern of Irish Republican Army tactics, to cause the most confusion at the least expense in human injury. One of the two Chelsea explosions was heard outside Parliament about a mile and a half away, where legislators have been debating the British government's proposed laws to curb terrorism. The proposals were introduced following the Birmingham blasts and would outlaw the Irish Republican Army and permit police to arrest and confine suspected terrorists without an arrest warrant. Parliament is expected to vote the government's proposals into law by the end of the week. Bob Dyke for CBS News, London.
Five Navy men were killed late Wednesday afternoon when a Navy plane crashed while trying to land on a snow-covered runway at Kellogg Airport in Battle Creek, Michigan. The plane was on a training flight from Pensacola, Florida. Secretary of State Kissinger took his wife and children sightseeing Thursday in Peking, the fourth day of the secretary's current visit. The visit ends on Friday, and there is some speculation Kissinger may close out this trip without a personal meeting with Chairman Mao. Now this.
Now you can get 90,000 yen off the sticker price of Subaru.
What's 90,000 yen?
While the average price of all Gremlins, Vegas, and Pintos just went up more than $200, the average price of all Subarus just went down 90,000 yen.
What's 90,000 yen?
America has already learned to love the economy of Japanese cars, and Subaru is the culmination of Japanese technology, a classic combination of Eastern economy and Western luxury. And when Subaru strips down the price, they don't strip a single thing off the car. You still get tinted glass all around, push-button radio, styled wheel covers, fully reclining vinyl bucket seats, a peppy engine that gets you around 27 miles to a gallon on regular, plus revolutionary front-wheel drive. And now, when nobody seems to be able to buck the tide of inflation, Subaru is actually doing a backstroke, a 90,000 yen backstroke. And we promised President Ford to hold that price until at least December 10th.
What's 90,000 yen?
$300.
I didn't know that.
The United States Army is now made up entirely of volunteers. Army Secretary Howard Calloway announced Wednesday the last remaining draftees have been discharged. All draftees have either completed their mandatory 2 years of service or have been released early. It's the first time the United States has had an all-volunteer army since 1940. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time now is 6 minutes past 11.